the Indiana School of the Sky Science Series. Great Days in Science, the story of man's mastery of his own mind. Welcome again to another program in Great Days in Science, the Indiana School of the Sky Science Series, broadcast each week at this time to classrooms and home listeners everywhere by Indiana University, with the cooperation of the Indiana State Department of Education and this radio station. Today, the story of an early pioneer in the field of electrical discoveries, Michael Faraday.
It seems like there were many people who unraveled the mysteries surrounding electricity, that strange form of energy found in nature. Many who discovered its properties and developed its uses. Perhaps you know some of them. Hertz, Dalton, Volta, Ohm, and an Englishman named Michael Faraday. Pioneer in his field. One of the very first men to really master electricity. Of course, Michael Faraday didn't become famous overnight. No, when he lived, during the first part of the 19th century, there were very few who could see the importance of the small bits of information that he uncovered. I remember the story about the wife of a very important British diplomat who looked down her long nose at Faraday when he had just completed the most important experiment in his life. He was tense with excitement when she interrupted coldly with this.
Such emotion, Mr. Faraday! And over nothing. Tell me, of what use is a little thing like an electric spark?
Even in a critical situation, Faraday was not to be caught without an answer.
And may I ask you, madam, of what use is a newborn child?
Doctor, is she all right? My wife. Everything's all right, isn't it?
James Faraday, I'm disappointed in you.
What do you mean, sir?
You'd think this was the first baby ever born in this house. As if I hadn't delivered two strapping young ones here before.
But my wife, there's nothing wrong
with her. Just a slight case of motherly pride. Yeah, she's fine, Jane.
Well, thank heaven for that. And the little one, is he all right?
He is. You're so sure it's a boy?
Well, it is, isn't it, Doctor? It's got to be.
Well, it is.
It had to be. We had the name already picked out.
Yes, now, if I may have the book.
Book? What book?
The Family Bible, James. My, you are in a state, aren't you?
The third child's just as hard as the first.
Yes.
Here we are. Pen and ink.
Thank you. Now for the entry. Born on September 22nd, 1791. A boy to Mr. and Mrs. James Faraday. The boy's name, James?
Michael, Doctor. Michael Faraday.
Be right with you, young fellow. Be right with you. Now, what can I do for you?
I'd like
to... If it's school books you're looking for, I carry only the most scholarly volumes and the best bindings at low prices. You can go anywhere
in
the village.
Sir, I didn't come in to buy anything.
Oh.
I saw the boy wanted sign outside, and if the job's still open...
Mm-hmm. It is. Can you read?
Yes, sir, and write, too. Both very well.
What's your name?
Michael Faraday.
The Faradays in Manchester Square.
That's my family, sir.
Should have known it from your looks. My boy... If you can read and write so well, why are you looking for a job when you should be tending to your education?
It's a matter of convenience, sir. I've gotten in the habit of eating.
But your family...
My father's sick and there's no income, so...
Yes, I understand. I eat every now and then myself. You understand? Well, now, you're the first person to laugh at one of my jokes in years. I like a sense of humor, and I like you.
So, Mr. Faraday, as of this moment, you can consider yourself an apprentice bookbinder.
Hello. Hello, isn't anybody here?
Just a moment, sir. I'm stacking books back here.
I'm in no hurry. Just don't drop any more volume.
Oh, that's all right. They need it to be refiled.
It's a messy job. Dusty back there.
Yes, I can well imagine. Could you have these two volumes rebound for me?
Yours, Sir Humphrey Davy.
Yes. You see, I'm afraid the paper bindings didn't last.
Sir Humphrey Davy, president of the Royal Society.
I didn't deny it, young man. I'd like leather bindings on these. You see, I use them quite a bit.
I've studied about you in school, read about you in books here in the shop.
Huh?
You're a great scientist.
Oh, it's a living.
Oh, how can you say that? Science is the greatest profession in the world.
Well, I had no idea. I had admirers in bookshops.
Well, just me. My employer doesn't believe in science.
Oh?
But I've read all your essays on physics and electricity and...
Stop. That's enough. I'm quite overwhelmed.
Oh, no, sir. I am. And these books. I've read these books, too.
What? Improvement of the Mind?
Yes.
And Marseille's Conversations on Chemistry?
Oh, yes.
You understand them?
Yes.
Well, you're the most scientific-minded clerk I've ever met.
You can't be around books for long without learning something.
I guess not. By the by, young man, if you're really sincere about this interest in science, I have something here you may be able to use. Tickets to my lectures at the Royal Institute, don't you know?
Tickets to your lectures?
Yes, here they are.
Oh, I couldn't accept them, sir. Someone else
Nonsense. Few enough people attend as it is. If you can get a day or so off, I want to see you there.
Oh, you will, I assure you.
And take good notes. I don't lecture for amusement, you know.
Yes, sir. I'll try not to enjoy a thing you say.
What?
I mean, I won't smile if you won't.
It's a bargain.
Sir, no, that won't do. My dear Sir Humphrey Davy. Takes up a whole line, but it's worth it. I attended all your lectures and marveled at your knowledge of science and skill in rhetoric. You have quite influenced me to give up my work as a bookbinder to start on a career in science. As you know, I have no formal education in the field, nor have I means to attend the university. I wonder if he'll get the idea. My only hope for the future is in your assistance in gaining a position for me where I might work and learn at one and the same. I am sending you copies of the notes I took from your lectures. I hope they speak for my mental abilities. I depend upon your aid. There. Your servant, Michael Faraday. P.S. Your books are ready.
My dear Mr. Faraday, I am far from displeased with the proof you've given me of your great zeal, power of memory, and attention. It would gratify me to assist you in whatever way possible. At present, I can offer you a position as assistant in the laboratory here at the Royal Institution. If you'll meet me in my chambers on the morning of March 1st, 1813, we can discuss the matter further. Your obedient and humble servant, Humphrey Davy. P.S. Bring the books with you.
There you are, Sir Humphrey, bound in Morocco leather.
Yes, I see. Commendable job. Well, Michael, you're still desirous of scientific work?
More than ever.
My boy, science is a harsh mistress. From a financial point of view, she rewards very poorly those who devote their lives to her service. You could probably do much better as a bookbinder.
Not if personal satisfaction means anything, sir. Not if uncovering the real truths and mysteries of the universe has any purpose.
A noble speech, my boy. But your work here will be far from noble for many years yet. You have much to learn. The years of experience must first come to you. Oh, in short, Michael, I can offer you 10 shillings per week with quarters at the top of the building.
I accept, sir.
Oh, the work will be long, tedious, and exacting. There will be no chance for original work for some time. But keep at it, Michael, keep at it. And someday, well, who knows?
1814. Preparation of powerful explosive. Nitrogen chloride. 1820. Experiments on the condensation and diffusion of gases. 1830. Research into the properties of electromagnetic motions. 1831. The most important of my experiments to date. The conversion of magnetism to electricity. Entry number 53. July 1856. Work on conversion of magnetism to electricity completed. July 1856. Entry number 15389. Your notebook has served you well, Mr. Faraday. I only hope that I have done as well for science. Well, tomorrow will tell. 25 years' work to be demonstrated in one afternoon. My friends and associates, I have waited a long time to announce this discovery. Through God's willingness, I have found a way to harness electricity through the use of magnetism. As you know, electricity is not new. It exists in nature, in the world about us. The problem has always been how to generate it when needed, how to control its use. I dare say up until now, the only way to be sure of capturing this form of energy was something like chasing a bolt of lightning with a bucket. A dangerous practice, by the way, and not very efficient. But if you will notice this magnet I have placed here, from the magnetism that exists between its poles, I can extract electricity at will. Notice now I pass a wire through the magnetic field between the ends of the magnet. Yes, between the ends. Nothing seems to happen, and yet notice the needle on the galvanometer which is connected to this wire. You see it? The galvanometer, as you know, measures the amount of electricity flowing through the wire. I push the wire into the magnetic field, and the needle moves, telling us electricity has been generated in the wire.
It certainly isn't much.
Well, you're right, madam, it isn't. But now notice this machine, a generator, I call it. This machine is constructed so that when I turn the handle, thousands of wires will be passed through a magnetic field every second. Their combined effect is not little. Now I turn. All the wires gather electricity, which is passed on to these two wires here. And you see what happens. That electricity is harnessed. That is my gift to science. The work of 25 years.
Such emotion, Mr. Faraday. And over nothing. Tell me, of what use is a little thing like an electric spark?
And may I ask you, madam, of what use is a newborn child?
Of what use is a newborn child? Let's say one born on September 22nd, 1791. One whose name was Michael Faraday. What use? Only the use of a life's contribution to the advancement of mankind. And had Michael Faraday lived past 1867, the year of his death, he would have seen great uses for his generation of electricity. He had started electricity to work, and others are still completing the task for him. Marconi and the wireless, Morse and the telegraph, Bell and the telephone. And I owe as much, if not more, to Faraday's work. For without his success and devotion, I, Thomas Edison, could never have invented the electric light.